Episode 25, Waiting on Rank and Buying Glasses Online. Welcome back, everybody. Lady Jupiter Podcast is the audio accompaniment to LadyJupiter.com, a lifestyle blog where I write about my family's military life, home stuff, my low maintenance beauty and fashion, and travel when possible. I'm happy that you're here with me. Today I'll share an update on our life as affected by the US military, continue with a blog update, then wrap up with my most recent domestic diversion. Today in our military affected lives, I have nothing significant to update. Since we last spoke, Mr. Jupiter received a nice bottle of scotch to celebrate his upcoming position, but we're still waiting to find out when he will promote to the next rank. We've been waiting for months and can only assume that he will need new rank insignia this year. I need to check the closet for a spare flight suit and get some silver oak leaves ready. This service and mess dress, those updates, they can wait a bit. For today's LadyJupiter.com blog talk, since last week, I have updated last season's outfit of the day post, and now that we are in a new season, I'll get the post up for autumn 2020 started soon. Meanwhile, I also updated my closet progress photos post so the world can see the reverse progress that I'm experiencing. Said closet is a mess because I took down a bundle of blouses from a hanging rod and I haven't donated them yet because I'm having a hard time letting them go, even though I don't really need them. I rarely need to dress nicely anymore, and when I do need to dress nice, it's for formal events where I rent gowns anyway. Luckily, I asked a local group of professional women where to donate professional clothes, and I quickly received information about organizations that I didn't know about. So I just need to wash and fold most of these shirts that I don't need and divvy them up between organizations. If I get real aggressive about cleaning up my closet, like I should, then I need to take time to also clean and donate shoes. I have several pairs of varying height pumps, but I've only worn heels twice in the last 3 years, and at that rate, I should either just rent my shoes too, or invest in one pair to wear to all of our formal engagements. All this to say that I hope that my next closet progress photos update shows some positive change. Besides, I'm thinking about making a wardrobe capsule for the few occasions that I need to be dressed up a tiny bit, like promotion and retirement ceremonies, but also for those rare moments when your friend needs a character witness in the courtroom. I can't wear leggings and jeggings every day, and my closet should reflect daily needs more than my occasional needs. Other than that, no new posts and very little work done on current drafts. And now for my most recent domestic diversion, I want to quickly revisit the infused vinegars that I brought up last week. We got a little antsy and opened up our fire cider infusion, and we really like it. Personally, I don't like apple cider vinegar in the first place, but it's okay when diluted in water for sipping. So far though, we prefer to drink our fire cider by the shot. It's interesting how it warms from the belly just like a shot of liquor. Since I strained our initial batch sooner than originally planned, I got a replacement batch infusing on the same day. I got lucky and found some horseradish root at the grocery store, and we're going to find out if hibiscus leaves have the power to mellow the vinegar. Either way, the new batch still has onions, peppers, garlic, and ginger, so it will be plenty spicy. Otherwise, I have been avoiding laundry by buying stuff online, specifically a pair of glasses with my new prescription. I have high hopes because the new frame's dimensions are the closest to my current pair of Lulu Guinness frames, but these were just over $20 out the door, prescription lenses included. I chose from iBuyDirect.com because I needed their frame size search that can specify lens height. This is because the current trend of super huge ladies' lenses, they don't work with my face. My cheeks hit the lenses and they really accentuate the bags under my eyes. So I specifically seek shorter lenses, ideally with brow line frames, but full acetate is okay too. Of course, the shortest lens style is the one that I dislike the most. So if you ever see me in frameless glasses, just pretend that you don't see me. If this new pair isn't perfect, that's okay. I mostly need them so I can wear something while my preferred frames are out to get the lenses updated. But I would be really happy if these new frames are as comfortable as I hope they are. I bought Frame Style Drums, D-R-U-M-S. They were under $10 and available in a few different colors. Not bad when the size I want also intersects with the low-cost option. And that's it for today's show. Show notes and transcript will be available on ladyjupiter.com/podcast. Scroll down to the link for episode 25, Waiting on Rank and Buying Glasses Online. If you're looking to follow more things on Facebook, I'm there too. I don't post often, and when I do, it's just a quick update. Facebook.com/LADYJUPITERDOTCOM. If you're driving or otherwise busy, just pop over to the main blog, ladyjupiter.com. I've linked to the Facebook page from there, so it's a lot easier to find. Either way, I'll be back next week. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.